Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from the founding visionary and executive director of a new annual family event kicking off this Saturday, April 12th in the Chippewa Valley at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. We're talking about the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, dedicated to educating members of the community about pollinators and natural living practices. That's the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo this coming Saturday. We're talking about it next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. I sat down recently with the executive director of the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, Galen Klizovich. All right, so the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, I've been seeing information about this. You guys have been working hard on this. Talk to me about what's coming up on Saturday, April 12th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls.
Well, we've got a full day of programs, speakers. There's a lot of speakers on the bees. There is some speakers on sustainable living. We have the USDA, Pheasants Forever. They're talking about food plots and things that are good for the bees and for pollinators and for wildlife. On the other corner of the building, we have Cooking with Honey. So we have programs all day set up for people that would like to cook, and we can share the recipes, how to make the dishes, and samples for them.
Klizovich explains how next weekend's event came to be.
It started over a year ago in October, and it was just an idea that I had brought to a friend of mine that would then become interested in it. We wanted to make sure that everything that's going on out there with pollinators and bees and sustainable living and that type of thing would get out to the children, to the youth. We were really interested in making sure that they understood what was going on and how they can affect it.
Yeah, because they're the beekeepers of tomorrow, right?
Correct.
How did you personally fall in love with bees and get into this?
The reason that I got into bees is because I have a company called Let's Get Pickled that is a large canning company that grows its own vegetables. For that, I needed pollinators. And so after really searching and looking, I couldn't find anybody that would do the job that I thought that they should do. So I became a beekeeper.
And how many years ago was that?
15 years ago, I would guess about.
And during that time, Klizovich says he's loved working with bees.
With bees, I love the bees. You're either going to like them or you're going to dislike them. And once you have them and like them, you'll have them forever. So I do enjoy them. They are a lot of work. There's a struggle all the time with bees. But, you know, we're learning. We're learning just as much as we're forgetting, I think, sometimes.
Klizovich says
the group that we started started out with bees, and that's where we ended up with the name. But it also branched out really quick into other areas.
Well, yeah, you have, it sounds like, is it going to be there's a main stage, and then there's also going to have, how would you even, other demonstrations going on, right?
Right. There are two stages, actually. There is the Cooking with Honey stage, and then there is the regular speaker stage. In between all of that, there are demonstrations going on at booths throughout the day. Those are people that don't really want to be on the program on stage, but would like to share their ideas and their products.
Yeah, outstanding. And talk to me about one of the demonstrations early on, I guess probably on the Cooking with Honey stages, honey versus sugar. Do you know about that? Or
I do a little bit. I'm not probably the person to ask, although I do a lot of cooking. But there's a changeover. There's so much honey can be substituted for so much sugar. Again, getting back into being more natural, less preservatives, less chemicals. The honey is a pure sugar.
And you're going to have more than 40 vendors with booths at the expo as well, and breakout demonstrations at those booths throughout the day.
Yes.
To be more specific, the MC on the Bee Expo's main stage will be Keith Edwards, the longtime broadcast journalist, who recently was recognized in Volume 1 as the best local news writer and best TV news anchor in the Chippewa Valley. And the main stage happenings included 9 o'clock, the Wisconsin Honey Queen, Emily Sadow, 9:15, Flowering Lawns, Creating a Pollinator-Friendly Property. At 10 o'clock this Saturday, the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds at the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, it's Peggy DeSanto discussing the Hive Hugger Winter Bee System. At 11,
It's the Wayne Honey Farm of River Falls discussing raising honeybee queens at 11:45. As Galen mentioned, Pheasants Forever, 12:45 on Saturday. Drew Kaiser of Eau Claire presenting I Want to Be a Beekeeper, so you don't want to miss that. At 1:30 on Saturday on the main stage, the Bee Squad of the University of Minnesota presenting Let's Fight Mites. 2:30, the presentation by the United States Department of Agriculture. And at 3:35, the raffle winners announced. Meanwhile, the Expo, the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, the first annual, is also going to have an area dedicated to demonstrating cooking with honey, with a prize drawing following each presentation. And those demonstrations include honey versus sugar, making soap with honey, sweet and sour chicken with honey and honey lemonade, Silverling Centennial Farm Market, the taste and try honey of fudge sauce, using dried flowers to infuse beef tallow, taste and try the honey energy bar, organic infusions by Paula, chicken honey adobe with etchara salad or a Philippine recipe, and cinnamon honey challah. And in fact, there's going to be more than 40 vendors with booths at the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo this Saturday, and there'll be breakout demonstrations at those booths throughout the day. The event also including food trucks and raffles. Continue down my conversation with the founding visionary and executive director of this week's Chippewa Valley Bee Expo on Saturday, 9 to 4 at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls, Galen Klizovich. And so, again, this is well worth it, and you're going to have food trucks and raffles as well.
Yeah, we have everything for everybody. We do have a lot for the youth. That's a scholarship that the Bee Club actually puts on. And then they will be out there showing what they do and how they go through their scholarship. We do have a booth for little kids, coloring and awareness and pamphlets to take home and things for education for them.
How would you, is there any way to measure what is the interest in youth regarding this? Because passing the baton to the next generation can be tricky and challenging sometimes. And we find that this generation, you know, a number of things doesn't think the same as their parents and grandparents.
Well, this is true, and that we do worry about that. However, we started with an idea, and we've already been talking to FFA, 4-H clubs, homeschooling clubs. A lot of youth want to get involved, and a lot of parents want their youth to get involved. So they're pushing too.
Are you in a place right now, Galen, where you could say you're hoping for this to be an annual event, or is this a one-shot deal?
This is not a one-shot deal. We have booked the fairgrounds for a two-day event with two buildings for 2026.
So what have you learned along the way that you said, hey, next year we're going to go for 2 days?
We learned that there is so much positive energy coming through this that we could not get everything we wanted to say done in one day.
What is the name of your organization? I mean, is it Chippewa Valley Beekeepers?
No, the okay. Beekeepers is a separate identity.
Okay.
We are the Chippewa Valley Bee Expo. We are a 501c3.
Gotcha. So that's what the expo is, the actual event. And you created a 501c3 just to create this?
Right.
All right. And so the beekeepers, are they a part? Are they involved with you?
They are involved, and we support them, and we give them funds to take care of the youth programs. But we are wanting to be more than that. We want to reach more young people.
By having the expo. And so are you a part of the beekeepers? You yourself?
I am.
You are. Okay. So you're a part of that. And they meet here on the lower level at WWIB and
yes.
have for years. And
yep.
you guys bless us every year by giving us the honey candy. So. Which is very popular wherever I take that and bring that. And one of the highlights of why my kids have wanted to come to the station with me to get that over the years. And so, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. And for people, bottom line, try to sell this to people here if you can in terms of why should they spend $15 in advance or at the door and come out to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds on April 12th.
Well, I think they should come out because they're going to learn things. They're going to see a different way of doing things. They're not going to see the normal. We are not anti-chemical, but we are very, very much wanting to get away from that and going back to our natural ways and doing things the correct way without additives and things like that. Education is a super, super big thing. We need those children to be aware of what's going on so they change the world. Because as we get older, we're not going to be able to do as much as we'd like to do.
And what about No Mow May? I mean, it seemed like a couple of years ago I took part in that. It seemed like it had more popularity a couple of years back then. Last year, I don't know, some story circulated that suggested maybe it wasn't as helpful or necessary as others had suggested. no mow May, particularly maybe front lawns or your lawn in general in terms of the bees and pollination? Where do you stand with that?
Well, we don't mow. We do try to stay away from that, but lawns do get away from you. So we, at times, will take sections, and we'll leave a certain section for the bees and then take the other section as they got older. Dandelions is a big thing. They use that very much right at the very beginning. But people will look at that and not see honeybees on the dandelion, and then they think that is not a working thing. Those bees will be there, but they don't stay there all the time.
And what is the status? We've heard concerns about the bee. I mean, what is in terms of just kind of the status of bees right now, currently and going forward?
Right now, we're in a bad situation again. We have come out through the United States with a big loss in the bees. About 50 to 60% of the bees have passed away. We don't know why yet. They're looking at it. They're not really sure what has happened. We have had in the past fighting with the bees and with a mite problem that the bee has. Wisconsin has done very good, very, very good at taking care of that. The only thing that we have that is a problem is, again, at this point, we're using too many chemicals, and that is not helping the situation because the mite becomes immune to that very, very quickly, where natural remedies, they will not be as apt to.
What would happen if the bee became extinct?
That's not a good thing. If their pollinators become extinct, and bees aren't, the honeybee is not really the best pollinator. There's a few other bees that are a little bit better. But if this happens, from what we're told, we have 6 years to survive, and that's it. We cannot survive without the bees. That is not possible.
So, again, it would be great to get educated on this. Bring the family, bring the young people. Again, 10 and under are free. You're going to have how many food trucks?
I think there's 6 food trucks.
Mm-hmm. Make a day of it.
Make a day of it. There's a full array of things to do all day long and things to see. I would like to say that senior citizens and veterans, we did not announce that, and we don't honor that except at the door. They get a $5 reduction on the ticket.
And senior means what age?
65 or older.
I'm 5 years away.
There you go.
Thank you, Galen. Appreciate it. You know your stuff, and it's a big mountain to climb. And before you even get year one in the books, you got 2 days planned for next year. So come on back and see us next year, okay?
We will. Thank you.
Thanks, Galen. Thanks so much to Galen Klizovich, the founding visionary of the first annual Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, a new annual family event dedicated to educating members of the community about pollinators and natural living practices. This Saturday, 9 to 4, at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Tickets, which are $15 per adult, ages 12 and under, are free, can be purchased in person at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Chippewa Falls, festival food locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and Huzzaga's True Value Hardware Store in Stanley. They can also be purchased through Volume 1 online. Veteran and senior citizen discounts are available by emailing Galen, that's G-A-L-E-N, Galen at B, that's B-E-E-Expo.org. Again, discounts available by emailing Galen at BEE-Expo.org. Tickets will also be available at the gate the day of the event, and they're the same price, $15. So there you go. The Chippewa Valley Bee Expo, dedicated to educating the community about the importance of bees and beekeeping. Join them in their mission to promote bee conservation and sustainability, with especially the young people in mind, this Saturday, 9 to 4 at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. I'm Mark Halverson. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening.